President Donald Trump announced from the White House Friday that he's made a tentative deal with Congress to reopen the government and end the shutdown. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano was at Bradley International Airport when the news broke, where anxious travelers follow developments.
Joanna Bond says she's got friends that are Transportation Security Administration officers working without pay during the shutdown. If it's over, for their sake, she's feeling relieved.
It does directly impact people that I care about, so any news about that is good news.
Bond is a bartender at the Cask and Barrel Bistro inside the airport. There she watched the president's address, so did Kevin Cahill. But he wasn't happy with the outcome.
I was hoping to see that they reach some kind of deal where they're going to build the wall and the Democrats will get what they want, and it could be both an opportunity for both parties to save face and get something done for the American people. But I don't see that happening.
The bistro is about 100 feet to the left of where people check in with TSA at Bradley. Near the gate, there's a couch. That's where Kim Earle sat.
My wife is a government employee, and we're glad that it's ending. And it's long time coming, but we are really excited that it's going to end.
Earl says his wife works for the Department of Treasury and is doing that without pay during the shutdown. Trump confirmed during the speech that federal employees will have their pay restored when the shutdown ends. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.